Masechet Menachot Perek Dalid, Mishnah Bet. The next two Mishnayot will talk about the different korbanot that are brought on Shavuot. On Shavuot, there are two different types of korbanot that are brought. The first ones are the Musaf offerings, which are two bulls, one ram, and seven lambs as olot. And there's also one goat as a korban hatat. Afterwards, a mincha, which we know as a shete alechem, the two loaves, are brought as well. And they're brought with a bull, two rams, seven lambs as olot, and one goat as a hatat, and then two other lambs as shelamim. We'll talk about these korbanot, if they're allowed to be brought without others. Mishnah says, Haparim v'ha'elim v'akevasim, the bulls, the rams, and the lambs that are brought as musaf offerings and also brought as part of the shete alechem are not considered to be essential for each other. In other words, if the musaf bulls are not brought, the bulls for the shete alechem are allowed to be brought. The same applies for the rams and the lambs. Each group independently has its own components internally that it deals with, and they don't correspond to each other as intersecting groups. Everything that has to be brought with the Musaf offerings is brought, and everything that's brought with the Shteh Lechem is brought as two separate entities. But internally within each group, we say, let's say that the Musaf offering, there only are five lambs instead of the seven that they usually bring, they would say, okay, just bring those five. But when dealing with the olot of the Shteh Lechem, they have to be brought in their completeness. For example, let's say normally two rams are brought. If the Kohanim only have one of them, they do not bring that one ram. The Shelamim lambs are brought with the Shteh Lechem also have to be brought as a pair. They can't be brought as one animal. Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im hayu lahem parim mirubim, velo hayu lahem nesachim, Yavu parehad ul sacha velo ikrebu kulan melo nesachin. Says Rabbi Shimon, if the treasury of the Bet HaMikdash, where the money is stored, does an accounting and they realize they may have enough money to offer all of the bulls, the seven bulls needed for the Musaf offering, but they don't have enough money to purchase the nesachim that go with those bulls. So what do they do in that case? They yavu parehad. They should even bring one bull, un sachav, together with the proper nesachim, as opposed to v'lo ikrivu kulan b'lo nesachim, as opposed to offering all the bulls without the nesachim. What basically saying is, in terms of preference, if you have enough money to do one korban correctly with the nesachim, do one, and then we continue to add to that, but we don't want bulls being brought without the nesachim. That's definitely not how we want it to be done.